But I urge you that I may not have to show courage with the confidence that I intend to show when I stand up against those who think that we live in accordance to worldly desires. Do you see his strong disapproval and thorough dismissal of their accusations? For he says, I urge you not to force me to demonstrate that even in person I possess strength and authority. For since they claim that when he is not with us, he bravely takes a stand against us and exalts himself, he relies on their very words. I therefore urge them not to make me exercise my authority. That's what the confidence means. And he didn't say, with which I am prepared, but with which I intend. For I have not yet decided on this. They certainly give me plenty of reasons, but I still don't want it. And yet he was doing this not for self-defense, but for the gospel. Now, if he isn't harsh where he needs to stand up for the message, but rather steps back and waits, begging that it shouldn't become necessary, it's even more unlikely that he would ever do so in his own defense. Grant me this favor, he says, that you don't force me to demonstrate that even in person I am capable of standing up against whoever it might be necessary, that is, to discipline and punish them. Do you see how humble he was? How he did nothing for show, since even when it was absolutely necessary, he doesn't hesitate to refer to the act as bold. For I urge you, he says, that I may not have to show courage with the confidence that I intend to be bold against some. This indeed is the sign of a teacher not being hasty in meting out punishment, but aiming for a change and always being reluctant and slow to punish. So how does he define those whom he threatens? Those who regard us as if we live according to worldly desires, for they were accusing him of being deceitful, wicked, and boastful.